I think the only real thing that hasn't changed or has come back, like vinyl, vinyl's come back, but the thing that hasn't, that seems to be sort of still quite big, is people going to see people live. And I think that that is, that's kind of a saving grace, you know, for someone like me. Gone are the days when I was selling 35,000 copies a week.
Yeah.
You know, I've got multi-platinum records like a lot of other artists from that period of time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go out and meet your the people that like you. You know, you go and sell your record, you talk to people, you know, and you give them a little bit of time, of your time. You take a photograph, whatever it is that you do, you know. You know, that in itself is a, you know, something that you wouldn't have thought of in 1990 or... You know, and as I said, you know, playing live. I mean, I've got, you know, nearly 60 shows till Christmas, you know. And that's not because I've got a record out. That's because people like to see and still hear the music that I've got, you know, whether it's new or old or a combination of all those things.
Hmm.
And that's a driving wheel.
How do you feel about being in the ARIA Hall of Fame now?
Oh, you know, it's a nice thing. The unfortunate thing, I've lost the thing they gave me.
Oh, really?
I had it in the fridge. I had it in the fridge.
No.
I did. I put it in the fridge. And because I wanted to let my kids know that I was something.
Yeah. So one of them may have grabbed it and thought, watch this rubbish, and chucked it.
It'll kill you, that thing. I tell you, that thing is so sharp.
Now, let's talk about the new record, Faithful Satellite. And as you mentioned, on vinyl, that's excellent.
Yeah.
The album will be out, well, it's out now, actually, September.
Yeah, I think it comes out either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's 20 songs on the vinyl. It's a double vinyl album. You want every song to be a Maserati, you know. You don't want it to be a 1962 Beetle, even though it's probably worth more than a Maserati. But, you know, I'm the songwriter with Nick Smith. I'm the producer. I engineer stuff. I do a lot of different things behind the scene, you know, pull things together. Something like 30 songs took me nearly, you know, 4 months to complete, you know. And that's full on, really, you know. And now I'm doing shows as well. It's weird, but you become really attached, and then you have to cull. You know, for the CD, I had to cull what I thought was valuable for the CD that wasn't, and what I'm going to put on the vinyl, you know, because two separate things, really, you know. You've got to find the financial component to it all, you know, because everybody gets paid.
Yeah.
The only geezer that doesn't get paid is me, but that, you know, but I'm not doing it, you know, I'm not doing for that sort of thing, you know. It's purely from an artistic component, that's where I'm coming from. And so I treat every song in that way, you know. I want to make it sort of cinematic. I want to make it something more sort of visual, and so then something, the next song has something else in it that might have some value, you know.
You made the analogy between songs and certain types of vehicles before. Now, I had to listen to a couple of tracks from Faithful Satellite. Now, I'm going to play Fix My Bail, which is, well, it's pretty self-explanatory when people hear the song. But to me, it sounded like a train song. You know, it sounded like maybe an old Johnny Cash Boxcar Willie, maybe Willie Nelson train song.
All right. Well, that's really nice. Nice company.
Yeah.
You know, and I just really enjoyed it. It just was fun to do, you know. It's not so different for me personally, but, you know, for a Black Sorrows fan, it might be saying, oh, this is kind of a bit out of the ordinary. But I just really enjoyed it, and it's fun. It was fun to do. It's fun to play live.
I'll just mention that tickets for the Black Sorrows concert, very reasonably priced at $49 for the Devonport Entertainment Centre. I think the gig is the 29th there. I'll just double-check that. Thursday, September 29, Devonport Entertainment Centre. And then you're doing the Country Club Lonnie on Friday the 30th. So
that's right.
Yeah, so if you want to go and see them at the Entertainment Centre, decc.net.au, and just get them at the venue or go and see the Country Club at Lonnie and they'll fix you up as well.
Well, the basic storyline sort of speaks for itself. Fix my bail. I don't know what I did the night before. I've run out of money and I've been a very naughty boy.
Good to talk to you, Joe.
See you, mate. Thanks.